Well, we got a special guest joining us in the studio. It's about that time. It's time to talk about the Wild Game Dinner. Sarah Schultz here with the Home Builders Association of the UP. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back in the studio to talk a little bit more. And it's here once again. This is now the third annual Wild Game Dinner. And
yeah,
it's growing every year.
It is. It's gone from 175 the first year to over 250 this year.
Yeah, that's a significant amount of growth. And I mean, are you going to continue to try and grow this a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger every year? It seems like it's happening regardless.
It's happening without us trying. And I think we will, but we'll eventually get to a point where we have to cut it off. So eventually tickets will be just sold out.
Well, how many do you have left for this year? Because I know you have to set a goal and you have like a buffer above that. So how close are you?
So we have about 20 left that I can sell.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty significantly small number.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen at the Wild Game Dinner. What makes it unique? And I can give my perspective on this as well based on my attendance to other conservation organization banquets. I would say, you know, the theme tables are one of the big things.
Yes.
But I also think it has a lot to do with where the money goes that you raise for this, too. So I want to get into that. But let's give them a little sizzle first. Let's talk about, first of all, the menu.
All right. So we're bringing back the Merlot and rosemary braised bison tips again, because those are a favorite of everybody's. And then we have added elk pear apple port game sausage.
Ooh, elk.
Yeah.
Some people consider elk the finest wild game.
I've never had it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's excellent. Excellent.
Good stuff.
Meat. Well, that's cool. And then what about the other sides? Because I really enjoyed the sides that we always have.
Yeah, this year I know we're having a nice spinach salad with strawberries and walnuts. We're having salmon with brown sugar and mustard and, you know, your garlic potatoes and orange honey Brussels sprouts and a bunch of different things.
And don't forget about that dessert table.
The hot cobbler bar this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Let's talk about the prizes now. We talked about the food. Let's talk about the prizes. I mentioned the theme table, so maybe start there and explain what those are about, because in my opinion, that makes a difference in what the Wild Game Dinner does, different from other banquets that I've gone to.
Right, and this actually came from other local HBAs that do this same dinner. We put out about 10 theme tables, and a hunting table, a camping table, the tool table, the man cave, the she shed table, fishing, and one person wins everything on that table.
Yeah.
So this year we have a fishing table, but we also have a smaller ice fishing package and a fly fishing package. So we have an actual ice shack this year, and it comes with a cooler and a Mr. Heater and some ice fishing rods and, you know, a bunch of tools you need for ice fishing. So yeah, so one person gets everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And of course you have the individual firearm prizes and raffles.
Yep, firearms, a silent auction. We have bucket raffles. Last year we tried to do a lot of smaller bucket raffles and it kind of took a long time. So we have bucket raffles again, but they're larger prizes, like valued at least $100 or more. So there's a smoker in there and some other things.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when this all goes down, because we haven't told them the date or anything yet.
It is Thursday, January 23rd at the new NMU Northern Center.
So I haven't seen it yet.
I just saw it a couple weeks ago. It is gorgeous.
Yeah? Just totally refurbished or remodeled?
Yep.
Or
it's totally remodeled, and I was actually just working on the layout before you and I started talking, so it's going to be nice.
Awesome. Well, if you are interested in getting tickets, tell folks how they can get a hold of one of these last 20 tickets available.
I would suggest calling 906-228-2312, and we can do it by credit card right over the phone. You can also go to our website, upbuilders.org, and you can download the form on there, or there's a link to actually buy online.
upbuilders.org, and then you got a Facebook page too, right?
Yep. The Home Builders Association of the UP has a Facebook page, and you can just also search HBA Wild Game Dinner.
Okay. And I know that you have an event created there as well.
Yep.
And we'll probably be sharing that again. I know I've shared it at least once on our Facebook page at Adam Carpenter's Outdoor Show. Again, what's that phone number?
906-228-2312.
228-2312. Sarah, can we get you to hang around here and talk a little bit about where this money goes and
Absolutely.
What it goes toward?
Yep.
Excellent. Sarah Schultz from the Home Builders Association of the UP talking about the Wild Game Dinner. Stay tuned. We'll continue later this hour on the Outdoor Show.